Welcome to this small piece of God's kingdom called University Mennonite Church. It's good to see you all in a cold and damp May morning. As is our custom, we light a peace lamp every morning, every Sunday morning, calling for peace, praying for peace. We've done this since May 2003. We don't see many closer, but our prayers and actions can bring us there. A reading from the National Geographic. What happens when you become a war refugee? You walk. True, in order to save your life, for example, as militants assault your village, you might first speed away by whatever conveyance possible, in the family car or in your neighbor's fruit truck, aboard a stolen bus, inside a cart pulled behind a tractor, but eventually a border. And it is here that you must walk. Why? Because men in uniforms will demand to see your papers. What? No papers? Did you leave them behind? Did you grab your child's hand instead in that frantic last moment of flight? Or perhaps you packed a bag with food, with money. It doesn't matter. Get out of your vehicle. Stand over there. Wait. Now, papers or no papers, your life as a refugee genuinely starts, on foot, in the attitude of powerlessness. In late September, near the Mirsapar border crossing in Turkey, Syrian refugees came pouring across the fallow pepper fields by the tens of thousands. They were ethnic Kurds. They were running from the bullets and knives of the Islamic State. Many came in cars, in sedans and hatchbacks, in delivery vans and pickup trucks, raising clouds of fine white dust from some of the oldest continuously farmed fields in the world. The Turks would not allow such a motley caravan to pass. A parking lot of abandoned cars grew at the boundary. One day, black-clad Islamic fighters came and got the cars, stole them from right under the noses of Turkish soldiers. The soldiers watched. They couldn't have cared less. So it begins. You take a step. You exit one life and enter another. You walk through a cut border fence into statelessness, vulnerability, dependency, and an invisibility. You become a refugee. A prayer from the Mennonite Words for Worship, book number 2. Ever watchful one, you guard and protect me, so who will make me afraid? You feed and clothe me, so whom shall I fear? Although officials hound me and force me underground, I do not despair. They threaten to deport me, but I remain confident. Daily I pray for a good job and a life without fear. I dream of stretching out my arms in sunlight and crossing a border in freedom. One day I will present a thank offering to you and celebrate with song. Ever-present one, hear me when I cry to you. Answer me soon. Do not delay. My family has been tortured and killed. My country labels me a traitor. You are my only support. I wait for you. Do not turn your back on me. Amen. In your bulletin on the insert, you'll see a call to worship that we're going to be reading responsively. Let's begin. We have come to worship you, O God. Some of us come full of happiness. Some of us come a little sore from what life brings. Some of us come indifferent or confused. We honor you, who forms us and calls us each by name. Gather us into your fierce love.